Another, these are quotes confirming that, some of which I jumped over, that Nikola Tesla did indeed invent the radio. Another pioneer of radio, J.S. Stone, in reviewing a field that included Lodge, Marconi, and Thomson, quote, "Among all those, the name of Nikola Tesla stands out most prominently. Tesla, with his almost preternatural insight into alternating current phenomena that enabled him to revolutionize the art of electric power transmission through the invention of the rotary field motor, or the three-phase induction motor, knew how to make resonance serve not merely the role of a microscope to make visible the electric oscillations as Hertz had done, but he made it serve the role of a stereopticon, which is, from the dictionary, a slide projector that combines two images to create a three-dimensional effect. It has been difficult to make," and this is continuing with J.S. Stone, "it has been difficult to make any but unimportant improvements in the art of radio telegraphy without traveling part of the way, at least, along a trail blazed by this pioneer, who, though eminently ingenious, practical, and successful in the apparatus he devised and constructed, was so far ahead of his time that the best of us then mistook him for a dreamer," unquote. And I had to interject here that it seems likely that by this phrase, "the best of us then mistook him for a dreamer," that he likely means we're misled by the voluminous lies put out by the power guys. The acknowledgments page of Tesla, Man Out of Time, begins by thanking Leland Anderson, and that was a quote from Leland Anderson, the man just quoted, informing us that he was one of the reviewers of the manuscript of Margaret's book, contributing as well a brief introduction. The quote just cited from the monograph Priority in the Invention of Radio, Tesla v. Marconi, seems to have been published around 1979. And as he is probably not a contemporary of Nikola's, his opinion about him was likely formed from the propaganda about him that the hidden power guys disseminate in their ongoing dedication to continuously mislead us, to mislead us about, and ultimately remove entirely from our knowledge Nikola Tesla. Skipping ahead just a bit past several testimonials to the effect that Nikola should have been recognized for giving us the radio, as there is no longer any dispute that he invented it, whether that fact has made it into the texts that are used to indoctrinate our children or not. Continuing, another radio engineering pioneer, Commander E.J. Quinby, United States Navy, retired, has recalled from his personal experiences in the early days of commercial radio development in America, quote, "While others fought bitter word battles in our courts over whose patents were really valid on the all-important system of tuning to avoid wholesale radio interference, nobody seemed to recall that Tesla had covered the subject back before the turn of the century with his comprehensive and fundamental patent on the tuning of electrical circuits to resonance. Without this feature, today's ever-expanding radio service would be utter chaos." A Supreme Court decision was finally reached in 1943, crediting Tesla with having anticipated all the others, thus making subsequent patents on the subject null and void. And that was a letter to the author dated November 19, 1977. And while it may have made subsequent patents null and void, it didn't make subsequent misinformation on the subject null and void. Next week, we will continue our reading of Chapter 17, The Great Radio Controversy, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time.